Progress in Florida. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Governor Ron DeSantis announcing that some of the island access taken out by Hurricane Ian has been restored to the bridge to Pine Island. And there's hope for the Sanibel Island Causeway later this month.
The damage was in multiple locations. Nevertheless, they feel confident that this will be done in October, they think.
He's meeting today with President Biden, who's visiting hard-hit Southwest Florida, along with the First Lady and the FEMA administrator. Also meeting with families and taking a helicopter tour of the devastation 1 week after Ian made its Florida landfall near Fort Myers. On the way there, Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre offering White House reaction to a decision by oil-producing nations to cut production, calling it a mistake.
OPEC's decision to cut production's quotas is short-sighted while the global economy is dealing with the continued negative impact of Putin's invasion of Ukraine.
She says domestic production is on track to break a record next year and that the president is directing the U.S. Energy Secretary to find more responsible ways to boost production. Republicans and industry officials have argued the president's energy policies are stifling new investment. Filming expected to resume in January for Rust, the Alec Baldwin movie suspended nearly a year ago when cinematographer Helena Hutchins was shot and killed on the set by a gun being used as a prop. This after an agreement was reached to settle a lawsuit.
Alec Baldwin's attorney confirming a settlement has been reached in the wrongful death lawsuit brought by her family against the actor and the film production.
Fox's Lillian Wu, Hutchins' husband, will now executive produce the Western.
Statement calling it a tribute to her final work, saying original principal players will be on board, that he has no interest in engaging in attribution of blame, and that he believes his wife's death was a terrible accident.
But a criminal investigation continues. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A roommate in custody after a student is found dead in a dorm room at Purdue University's main campus in West Lafayette, Indiana.
This morning at 12:44 a.m., we received a 911 call from a subject alerting us to the death of his roommate.
University Police Chief Leslie Weed says the suspect, an international student from Korea, is facing a preliminary charge of murder, but no word yet on a motive. The investigation continues. New polling offering good news for Republicans on some of their key issues heading into the midterm elections.
Voters prefer Republicans over Democrats when it comes to solving problems related to crime and immigration. The Reuters Ipsos poll shows 40% of registered voters believe Republicans are better at tackling immigration compared to 32% for Democrats. 39% pick Republicans compared to 30% for Democrats when it comes to crime. 31% didn't know, picked independents, or another party.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. However, fewer than 6% list immigration or crime as their top issue, with inflation named as the number one concern. A man from Ireland makes history for rowing all the way home.
Damian Brown is the first person to row from New York City to Galway, Ireland, despite the fact that he can't even swim. The former professional rugby player received a hero's welcome October 4th, rowing more than 3,000 miles across the Atlantic. Brown set out on June 14th with a partner who had to tap out 13 days into the 112-day journey after getting sick. The duo had hoped to break the world record in just 55 days. The trip was chronicled on social media and raised money for various charities. Brown said the trip was a fight from start to finish. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Stocks are lower after back-to-back rallies this week, but right now the Dow's paring some earlier losses. It's down 77 points. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.